Tax reform goes full Seinfeld. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As every American over 30 knows, the fake holiday of Festivus always begins in the same way.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances.
And so it was on Wednesday as a House Senate Conference Committee met for the first time to put together a final compromise on tax reform.
Senator, you're out of order.
I'm not the only one here out of order.
Democrats found out as the meeting began the Republicans had already reached a deal without them. And that no debate would be allowed.
This is not regular order. This is not the kind of conference committee I grew up with.
And thus it was that in the true spirit of Festivus began the airing of the grievances.
This is the ultimate betrayal of the middle class.
This is fiscally irresponsible. It's a ticking time bomb.
This is a big fat wet kiss to corporations.
It finally fell to Republican Don Young of Alaska to remind everyone that if the bill is really as bad as Democrats think, they should be happy.
Thank God I'm wearing my cowboy boots today. You know why cowboys wear cowboys' boots? To keep their damn pants clean from the horse manure that comes from people that don't know what the hell they're talking about. If it doesn't work, blame us. You can say, look what the Republicans did.
I appreciate my colleague from Alaska's comments, but when you create the manure, you have to walk in it.
And checking the calendar, I see that we should all know exactly what we've stepped in plenty of time for Festivus 2020. That gives us a full 3 years to prepare for the feats of strength.
Not the feats of strength.
I'm afraid so. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.